Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Sauce of the Scary. Jeff Wright, Derek Zhu here with you on a crazy adventure we're about to embark on. Jeff, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm just living the dream. We've been catching up a little bit before we hit record, and it's good to catch back up with you. And like you said, this is a first for us, right? We've done some watch-alongs, but never with a movie we're seeing for the first time. So
Yeah. And I don't think we've ever done one on the free platform either, have we?
Oh, I guess I hadn't even thought about that. Maybe not.
Yeah. So Jeff and I have talked about this movie before, but we discovered that it has such a horrible rating that we thought the best thing to do would be to fire it up and do the old Mystery Science Theater shtick on it. So Jeff and I are going to be watching along to the movie Mary. It's 2019 release, stars Gary Oldman and Emily Mortimer. And so if you want to go and rent that right now, that'll be good. Jeff and I are watching it on Vudu, but I know that it's on all your streaming sites, iTunes, Amazon, whatnot. And I guess we'll give them a little bit of time to do that. Jeff, what are you expecting out of this movie?
Man, I'm expecting pure theatrical gold. It's Gary Oldman, right? I mean, how dare they review it so low on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, so if you do rent this on Vudu, you'll see that the tomato meter is on there, and this has a 4% rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So I'm borderline giddy.
He didn't leave a digit off, folks. It's 4.
Yeah.
It's just hard to imagine Gary Oldman in a movie that reviews this low.
You know what? You're not wrong, but I have a feeling that it's not Gary Oldman that's going to be the problem.
Do you think this is a deal where they just offered him a ton of money and he took it? Or do you think this is something somebody had in the back catalog for a long time? Oldman became a star and they were like, hey, let's drop this.
No, I think that it's probably one of those things where, like, it looked good on paper. But then as they got to it, either the director didn't know what he was doing, or there were budget cuts, or, you know, there's nothing really on like Wikipedia or IMDb or anything that says that there's any kind of developmental hell on this.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to think that there's something wrong.
Yeah, there is. There's something wonky here. Maybe just they realized it sucked and didn't want to release it. But under the production heading on the Wikipedia entry, June 2016, Anthony Jaworski was announced to write the script. September 2017, Gary Oldman, Emily Mortimer sign on. 2018, Jennifer Esposito joins the cast. 2019, another company acquires the rights to distribute it. So I bet one of those years, somebody was like, this is a disaster.
Probably. It's directed by Michael Goy. I believe is how you pronounce that last name. And he is most known for working with Ryan Murphy on the majority of the Ryan Murphy stuff that he does. Glee, Scream Queens, American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. He wrote and directed the 2011 film Megan is Missing. Did you ever watch that?
I did not.
I'd heard a little bit of buzz about it, but I never got around to watching it because it's a found footage. And I just couldn't.
Dude, you know I love some Megan is Missing. I mean, sorry. Yeah. What? I love some found footage. Sorry. My brain can't think two thoughts at one time.
The same thing. One or the other. All right, let's fire this thing up, man. So you know the drill by now. If you're on Patreon, we do a 3-2-1 play. And then when I say play, that's what you do. So, Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready, my good friend.
All right, here we go. 3-2-1 play. RLJE Films.
Yeah, they're the ones who swooped in to release this gem on the watching world.
To release this Kraken.
This is the point of a bad movie where a bunch of production companies you've never heard of come scrolling across your screen.
This looks like E! Entertainment One or whatever. It looks like what used to make the Channel One news at our local school.
That's a great call.
TT Entertainment.
It looks like the original RoboCop Orion logo.
Yes, yes it does.
Gary Oldman made this movie, y'all.
Eerie music playing. That was the first closed caption I got. In Puritan times, a known witch by right was taken to sea and drowned in the dark night. Her children is told will whisk far away, and so she shall rise to take yours one cold day. Oh, God, are we watching The Lighthouse again?
I don't think that any 18th century sailor actually wrote that poem. I don't think, I just don't believe that. I think you're lying to me already, Mary.
How dare you? Oh, my babies.
I bet that's the Puritan witch, or the witch getting killed by Puritans out to the ocean, whatever.
Oh, there's a loud explosion.
Deep Purple making the cameo, Smoke on the Water.
So Gary Oldman's already dead.
He's a witch.
We've been bamboozled this entire time.
Man, remember when people could go to beaches?
No, I do remember those. Those were fun days. Why she look like Gorbachev?
I don't know. That woman's seen some stuff, though. I can tell already.
There's only a select group of people who are going to get that joke, but I'm down with it. Chernobyl making a comeback.
Chairman. Jacksonville looks so pretty on this shot, but I've been there.
It's such a hellscape. I don't understand. All right. So Gorbachev is sipping coffee, waiting for Detective Penny Whistle.
She must be a threat to have the jackbooted police officer standing over
her. Yeah, man. What up, Jennifer Esposito? Esposito. Jennifer Esposito. I better stop before we get sued.
6 minutes, 6 lines of dialogue.
Oh, yes, he does.
That was a bit of gravelly voiceover work.
Yeah.
How many scenes of this woman entering the room are we going to get?
I hope 7 more.
Did she step back out and come back in? What happened right there?
It looked that way. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe she walked into one room. There's Gary Oldman. He is dead. I told you. What have we seen Jennifer Esposito in before?
I'm not sure, but I think I'll have time to look. She's got to go in and out of the room one more time. A witch. Pharaoh.
Sarah?
Let my people go.
Let my people go. Yeah, look at that camera. Our boat hit an iceberg.
Jennifer Esposito married Bradley Cooper on December 30th, 2006. They filed a divorce 5 months later.
Oh, never mind. I was about to say mazel, but... In the end, he couldn't. So I put her at the bottom of the sea. What?
What happened? So we've just done a verbal conversation loop. Tell me what happened. What happened?
It's one of the first tricks of improv. Just say it back to him in a question.
The boat was the body.
Who would have that boat anyway?
It does look like something a marginalized person was trying to make a living with, you know?
Yeah. It looks like that boat that Shane Falco had in The Replacements.
Maybe it is. So look, I'm just telling you, there's not a whole lot that I've seen Miss Esposito in.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Boys, which I quit watching. She was in nothing else. Blue Bloods. I don't know if you're a Tom Selleck fan.
I've got two eyes and a heart, don't I?
So. Oh, she was in Dracula 2000. That's it.
Oh, nice. At
Carmike. That's 100% what happened. Dude, I really want to take a summer and just live on a boat.
Yeah?
Really do.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that either.
So wait.
You know, I got this.
Go ahead. Just real quick. They said the boat has been at sea for 4 months.
Yes.
Did they bring Shelob from Lord of the Rings with them? Because look at how big those cobwebs are.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I really stepped on you, but the set design here is not stellar.
Yeah. Here we go. I think this is before the Gary Oldman family got the boat.
Okay. But still, I think 4 months?
I think this is the backstory of the boat. Well, it's haunted, Jeff.
So you're thinking human trafficking right now, right?
Right.
Something's going to jump at the screen.
Yeah. We should have like a jump scare counter. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Effective use of bird. Bird good, egregious cobweb bad.
Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And there is our hero. Oh, there's our hero. What up, bro?
He's the best captain in Florida.
I got this guy over for you. He'll bust his donkey for you. My guy, David.
And he wants to buy his own boat. But did you know Puritans killed witches with that boat?
That's not the same one, is it?
I have no idea.
No, that was a Rosmondo. I don't think the Mary is a Rosmondo. He says, not knowing anything about boats, just trying to sound cool.
I swear I have seen 6,000 boats in my life. Living in one small southern town, I have seen 6,000 boats named Southern Comfort.
Oh, yeah. There's 6 on your road.
Just dry dock. Waiting for a flood.
Hey, Jeff. You see my baby over here? It's Southern Comfort. I know, Roy. There was one 2 doors down. It got the idea off me. Oh, that makes sense.
Good ideas can't be held by just one person.
I didn't put a patent on it when I should have.
So wait, Oldman's going to fall in love with the ruined scowl here?
Mm-hmm. She's calling to him, Jeff.
Ain't nobody going to take a fishing charter on that boat.
Whatever. It's got a mermaid on the front of it. What are you talking about? And Keanu Reeves has clearly cleaned the barnacles off of it, so...
It also has some dope cobwebs inside, I've been told.
And a nice infestation of birds. So, I mean.
Apparently that bird that was trapped knows how to build cobwebs. I'm just going to be hung up on the cobweb thing for a while.
You know what? Actually, I think that'll probably be a good idea. It's probably going to be more interesting than the rest of this movie.
Wait, what? Beautiful specimen.
That's right. You heard him. It's German built. How does he know this all by himself?
How much does it weigh with all the crap scraped off the bottom of it?
Okay, that makes sense. He has sentimental attachment to it. His father had one like this.
Gotcha. Exposition.
Yeah.
Gary, that's not a very good line delivery, buddy. We're going to need another take.
What do you mean another take? It's perfect. Rest in peace, Ed Wood. Oh, that's weird. Whoa. Did that mouth just move? Or am I drunk?
Why does it have to be either or?
Maybe I should have said, wow, that mouth just moved and I'm drunk. Shh. Is that Abigail Breslin?
No, it comes out when you wiggle it. I'm sorry, never mind. I'm a dad. I just...
Mary.
This is where he makes a bad decision and he gets scolded. Hey, hon, I bought a boat that sort of still floats.
Good news, honey. I just bought this boat for $45.
We saved all the money.
I gave that sea lion captain over there a bump of cocaine and a hot dog, and he gave me this boat.
Sarah is unpersuaded.
Called it the Ricky Morton.
Surprise, my divorce lawyer is calling you tomorrow.
All right, so Stephanie Scott plays the older daughter, and you may know her from Insidious Chapter 3.
Or I may not.
You may not.
I didn't realize that.
Let's see. She was also in... Well, she was a voice in Wreck-It Ralph, but you wouldn't know that. She was in the movie No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman, that I often get confused with that movie with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
Mm. So did you just catch that line of dialogue? It smells like dog poop. That's just rotten wood.
Oh.
Are we going to take this out in the ocean?
Yeah. This is the fight of a lifetime, guys.
Honey, you just got rope-a-doped.
$180.
That better be $180.
Yeah. Oh.
Surely he got this boat for cheap.
David's not getting any younger. He needs to captain his own boat, even if he did spend $179,999 more on that thing than he should have.
Oh my.
It's like, it'll be like Visa. Anywhere you want to go.
Oh man, she is not buying in.
She is not happy.
Wait, is Mary the boat or the daughter or both?
I think both. I think Mary is the little girl, but I also think it's the name of the boat.
Okay, that's not going to be confusing. Yes, no. There are spiders, too. There are for sure spiders.
Yeah, we paid extra for those.
Yeah, you did. It's because they can build great cobwebs.
All coming back
to me. These are working spiders. Now.
Those are working spiders, he says. That might be the quip of the whole thing right there.
Is this where we make the I'm the king of the world joke?
I hope so.
It's just me and you, Mary. I believe in you.
I'm telling you, if that mermaid didn't come to life and stalk him by the end of this movie, I'm going to be super mad.
Didn't she go to the marina?
I don't know. Those look like Gaelic witch carvings.
That's where the Puritans carved the initials in.
Okay, so the older daughter is named Lindsay. The younger daughter is named Mary. That's Sarah. And, of course, that's David.
Mary the boat and Mary the daughter is not a good move.
No.
260 again. That better be dollars.
Yeah, there's no way that cost $260,000.
And if he paid that when he could have had the Resmondo for the money, I'm with her.
Yeah. Something about, yeah, she's possessed, and now you're all going to die.
A salesman just duped you out of your life savings.
Yeah. It's a 50-year-old catch. Here's the catch. It sucks.
Ba-dum-dum.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Virtually tip your waiter.
Well, yeah, you make it yours, but by buying it for that cost.
How much money do they have?
I don't know. Apparently he's going to fix this boat up with a greasy rag.
Did he not just say that they won't turn a profit in the first year?
2 years.
2 years. So he feels like he's going to be able to pay this thing off in 3 years?
I guess so. George strapping it. Oh, this is good marriage stuff right here. Forgive me. I forgive you.
Are we still talking about being upset about the boat, or did she do something else?
There's some history here. There's something else going on.
Yeah. But you die, homie.
Well. I'm telling you, it's all about the spiders. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong here.
I don't think you're wrong either.
Reconciliation.
Don't worry, Sarah. One day I'll be commissioner of Gotham City and we'll have all of our money back.
Oh, yeah. His wife's name was Sarah when he was commissioner, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Here's the cleaning it up montage.
What I want, you got to have a break together.
Aw, fun scrubbing.
Young love. It actually does look a lot better now.
Yeah. It's amazing what a couple jump cuts can do.
Yeah.
Here's a big white tank. We're going to put it right here, sir. So I'm just signing over one kidney, right? It's just one kidney, not both.
Is that Dracula that they're signing? The way they had that angle cut, he looked like a dark, sinister man.
Could be the guy who saw it on the boat.
Could well be. Uh-oh. It's already started.
She doesn't like her name being written.
Or maybe she wasn't Mary until just now. I don't know anymore. No, she was Mary before, right?
They're so broke they found that bottle on the side of the road and just filled it up with water.
Yeah. Is that how you're supposed to do it?
I've never seen that. I thought you just whacked it on the hull.
I did too. I didn't think you... I don't even feel like that's plausible.
Well, no, he's the captain. We gotta trust him.
Kiss me. Out by the haunted boathouse.
Remember when you could sit beside people?
We're trying to be an escape for people, Jeff. Stop bringing up the horrors of the world.
That little girl's face is, Dad, I'm already bored.
Yeah.
Where's my phone? Oh, they're going to go through the Bermuda Triangle, I guess?
Mm-hmm. But they'll have the wind to their back, so it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So, boy, you ain't wrong there. It's a family test run.
So does it go wrong on the family test run, or does it wait till they're out?
I imagine that this thing turns up quick.
Is the Devil's Triangle another name for the Bermuda Triangle? Or is it like a budget knockoff?
I'm trying really hard not to. I've never heard it called the Devil's Triangle, but I'll give it a goog and find out.
Dude, watch out.
Yeah.
Set your safe search to strict.
I better go incognito on this one. So the Bermuda Triangle is also known as the Devil's Triangle or Hurricane Alley.
Seems like one of those was more marketable.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman does not worry about his shit being stolen.
With a P? Did you say ship with a P?
Yes, I did say. Okay. My accent may have betrayed me on that, but I did at least intend to move my lips to form a P.
I believe it. It was quick. I was like, whoa, wait a minute now. We're not on Patreon.
I'm not that upset about the movie yet.
Thought you might still be mad about the cobwebs.
I would not be broke.
The sailor said, Sarah, you're a fine girl.
Was this scene written just because they had Gary Oldman and were like, you know what, we got to have him deliver a big monologue?
Yes. They actually didn't write it. They just said, Gary, just get up and monologue for a little bit and then look lovingly into the mermaid's eyes. Hey, Dave, you were monologuing. Get back to it.
It's in the contract. Is he mesmerized by the mermaid?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Tommy, get in the photo.
Tommy, you're not in the family photo. We want to make this strictly clear. Wish I had said it. Something's crazy going to happen with the picture. And yeah, it did, but I didn't say it. I saw the devil.
And his triangle.
Your family hates me. Well, yeah, you dropped my mom's phone in the gravel.
Yeah. But it's cool. Uh-oh. Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, that's on Nose Boy.
Okay. So they're allowing the boyfriend to go with them on this voyage to sea?
I guess so.
I bet he's the first one that gets killed.
Yeah, and basically my dad for trying to date his daughter. Wait, yeah. Did I say that out loud? That would be my strategy.
You're 100% right. Baby, I don't know what happened. Tommy and I were messing around with this harpoon gun, and all of a sudden, he went overboard.
Wait, is she singing a song while the kid's on a boat about the waves crashing over you?
Yeah.
That's not the vibe I want, Mom.
The only song that has good stuff about crashing down is A Real American.
Yes, sir.
Change my mind.
I don't. Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Dead baby alert. First bad dream on the boat.
Yeah, I am hungover from Oh, he was asking her.
He said margaritas like he's my neighbor at the Walmarts.
He's also British. He can't help it sometimes. I don't know about your neighbor.
The tats worked?
Ooh, yeah, now here we go. 300 years. What a find.
This is what we call world building.
Yeah.
Oh, now yeah. You're worried about money.
Yeah, forget about that 26.9 APR we've got. I'm going to get Bruce Wayne on this thing for photo ops. We're going to make a fortune.
Dude, this couple is so vulnerable with each other.
Something's up. Look at me. I am the captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah, I'm your captain, baby. Oh. Oh, oh.
Man, yeah, tell us what the baggage is here. Let's just get to it.
She had an affair with that, with the boyfriend.
The cheap tattoos, I told you. I got a thing. They're like a test case for healing over, marital difficulty.
Gosh, this is terrible.
It really is bad. The dialogue so far is not what I would call believable. But yet again, this shot makes me want to spend a summer on the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, what I was going to say earlier is, you know this, but none of the listeners do, I don't guess. I bought a kayak about a week ago, and I haven't been able to get on it yet because weather and just having to get other things for it. But, dude, I've just already decided that I think you and I have talked about this before, but I've already decided that as soon as I'm done performing for the rest of my life, I'm going to move back to the Tennessee and just help people raft the Ocoee.
Dude. I remember going down the Ocoee years ago. I mean, years ago, still one of the funnest things I've ever done.
Yeah. I've already decided, since it's coming up pretty quick, that on my 40th birthday, if the weather's right, I'm going to raft the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Because you can do that for like, I think it's like $2,500, which is a lot of money, but I've got time to build up for it. Yeah, some friends of mine.
That's like two more stimulus checks, man.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're good to go. Some friends of mine said that they did it one time. It was the best trip they've ever taken in their entire lives. Yeah. You camp out, at night, and then you raft through the day on the in the Grand Canyon.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you're more than welcome to come with me.
Sweet. I wonder if I can take an outboard motor.
I figure with all that Patreon money, we'll be good to go.
There you go.
Yeah, the dialogue on this is terrible.
Dude. This is a dad-boyfriend moment, but boyfriend would not be there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No dad's that cool.
I think Gary Oldman just smoked a lot of weed before he agreed to do this movie.
Or, yeah, or this was like the day he decided to find a new agent.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the mermaid thing. Look ominous. Okay, hold it. Hold it. Okay, and sing. Also, are you not super cold? She does look like Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, thank you. More story or more world building here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, ominous words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like when you cheated on dad, right?
This family's got baggage.
Yeah.
Tons of it. I'm telling you, I saw the weather. This girl is freezing to death right now. I live.
You would think.
Yeah. It really legitimately makes me wonder if they were like, let's get a girl in a bikini no matter what it takes.
Yeah. We got to sell this thing, boys. We need sex appeal. We need underage sex appeal.
Mary Greer and the other Mary is Mary Boat.
She's a vegetarian.
One more Mary and you're contractually obligated to say quite contrary.
Right.
All right, so when does the creepy kid photo show up?
Oh, it's coming.
That's coming, right? I mean,
yeah.
Hi, mommy. It's me and the boat and the devil.
Yeah, she's probably already found like a. What, you think she's got like an imaginary friend by now?
Something like that. And there's going to be a serious talk with dad about the little girl's art. Here it is. Yeah.
There we go.
Scary kid drawing shot. Subtitle for Mary, Mama at Sea.
This is what happened to Mama when she burst into those butterflies.
She just took it to the ocean. She also wanted to spend a summer at sea.
Yeah. I've been cooped up in that house with those two feral kids for the last 15 years.
Mama needs a break.
Mama needs a vacation.
Interior shot one, interior shot two. And what do we got here? The Puritan executed witch. Oh, we almost saw her.
Oh, it's coming close.
Oh, nothing. Just thinking about the time you cheated on me.
Yeah.
Do you mean us? Because our therapist said, oh, you mean the boat. Okay, okay.
I told you there was nothing in my rear view.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to crawl under my desk now. Oh, somebody made a noose.
Oh.
Hey, boyfriend.
Tommy's dead.
You left your chore undone.
I told you to get this noose taken care of.
Tommy, we don't have insurance on the boat. If you kill yourself here, we're in real trouble.
I'm not supposed to make money on this thing for the next 3 years. You think I got enough money for boaters insurance?
This song they're all singing was also written by an 18th century sailor.
Yeah. Called the Beach Boys.
Dude, he's going to turn around.
His eyes are gone.
I love that, Derek. Oh, creepy face. Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. This guy's going back to port. 10 minutes ago.
Is port called hell?
Gary, don't reach your hand out to the guy who's carved on himself with a knife.
Yeah.
That's an or. Oh, yeah. There was the scary face. Tommy, you just gave me every reason I need to kick your butt into eternity, pal.
Yeah. Probably time to put him in that noose and send him on his way.
Yep.
Man. Oh, this is back at the police station. I was like, dude, she got washed quick.
I hope they literally just dropped him off. They're like,
threw him in some bubble wrap and then just threw him away.
He wasn't Tommy anymore, and that justifies dropping him off in the Bahamas.
Yeah. At the Alpaca Islands. But first, we're going to get some breakfast.
See, oh, come on. See, I hate this in movies where there's going to be relational conflict when in real life everybody involved would have been like, yeah, he attacked your dad with a knife, honey. Remember how he made a noose and then he didn't talk anymore?
Yeah.
That's what you tell your daughter. That's the other thing you tell your daughter.
Yeah.
That's the third thing you tell your daughter. And I'm totally comfortable just dropping him off in the Bahamas.
Plucked him out of a juvie program.
Look, he's from the juvie program. No one's going to miss him. No one cares about that kid.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got problems. We can't help him. Leave him in the Bahamas. It's a paradise here. He'll straighten it out. He'll learn to talk again.
You had a really good Bruce Willis from Die Hard thing going there for a second.
What is one more dropping a kid off in the middle of nowhere going to cost us, huh?
After everything we've been through, will they just tell us what's going on with these two?
I just want to note again, they're just straight up dropping a kid they picked up in Florida off in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And I think it's supposed to be seen as
mercy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody wants to take me from Tennessee to the Bahamas and drop me off, I might be into that.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what you're doing. You're pretending like he didn't attack your dad with a knife.
We're in the same boat.
Quite literally.
Talk to me, baby.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Well, that's a good point, dear. I'll think about the question. I mean, dude, you were 3 feet away. You heard that.
Had to be, right? That's the guy she cheated with?
Oh, dude, he kept it a secret? You care about both of them. So you kept quiet about an affair? I'll just tell you, Gary Oldman's character is the most understanding person alive at this point.
Yeah.
In the real world or this one.
Except when you come at him with a knife, then he just drops you off in the Bahamas.
He's like, well, alley-oop. Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
On my own boat right in front of me, guys?
You said nothing more in our rear view.
Honey, it looked like y'all were holding hands.
Yeah. Looks like a little bit of the canoodling.
Okay, so he's either the most understanding guy in the world, or he is going to go full on ballistic when he kills everybody on the ship.
Yeah. He's going to go full on Jack Nicholson in The Shining. We were family in the biblical sense.
Dude, that detective does not believe her.
Uh-uh. Yeah, David's dead.
It was the only time I ever strayed. Well,
but I did it with his little brother,
I guess. It was the only time I ever killed someone.
The good news is we were in international waters, so it didn't count against my marriage.
I also shot a man in Reno just to watch him die, but only once.
But what happens in Reno stays in Reno. You get it, right, Jennifer Esposito? Oh, I had to destroy her.
Quit giving all the plot away. What? Seriously, if you're the director of this movie, why does this need to be explained before you're obviously going to show it to us?
Yeah. This is like if Frailty was bad. Hey, so do you want to hear some of the IMDb, just the titles of some of the reviews for this movie?
Yes.
Okay. 2 stars. Apparently, the story was lost at sea. 3 stars. Not very scary, Mary.
Look at that. That was written by an 18th century sailor.
Named Willem Dafoe. 2 stars. What a snooze fest. 4 stars. 4 stars. Boring and not exciting. With the first line of the review saying, "Even Nicholas, I will take any acting job for money." Cage passed on this one.
While you have been reading something much more interesting than the dialogue, I note that the girls are still alive. So, do you think they drop them off in the Keys?
They're just no, they're all at that. They're in Tortuga with Jack Sparrow.
It's like the Johnny Appleseed of children. They're just sailing around the coast, dropping children here and there.
You were right at the beginning. This is a sex trafficking movie. This is terrible.
It's just me and you now, camera. She's possessed by Mary, right?
Yeah, 100%.
She's possessed. There are some great drone shots here. I'm not going to lie. It could be because I really want to spend a summer at sea, but I'm digging the drone shots.
One review of this movie, it gave it 4 stars out of 10, and this was the review. Gary Oldman, what are you doing? I watched this because of you.
That person speaks for us all.
Yeah.
He is the keeper of the stories.
2 out of 10, unimaginable pile of feces.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So chasing the ghost girl around the ship, maybe this is the ghost daughter of the witch killed by the Puritans?
Sure.
Mary's just in here drawing crazy stuff.
But I am your daughter.
The boat responds audibly. Are you talking to me? The movie has just become Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Who was sleeping in my bed?
It was me.
Oh, Satan?
You left your muddy footprints, Satan. Oh,
poop. Mary. Mary, don't you know me, Mary?
Let's say all the names of everyone on the boat.
Mary, David, David, Mary, Mike, Tommy.
Well, the good news is that there's 2 Marys, so that... Uh-oh.
Yeah. Something coming from the right side of the screen?
More than likely.
No, left. They put the mama on the right. They rope-a-dope me. Honey, why are you in there? You know, that's where we keep the cobweb-building spiders.
And here I thought Tommy would be the one coming out of the closet. Hello.
Whoa. That summer humidity is mean.
Mm-hmm. One pervert gave this movie 2 out of 10 stars just for Emily Mortimer's tank top.
Yikes.
Yeah. Just because it's so prevalent in this scene, I thought it would be worth to note. But now I feel like I need to take a shower.
So Mike told him about the argument. That's what he meant by what went down. See, I told you that guy was listening.
She leans in for a kiss and he just drops her.
Didn't see the left hook coming, did you? Left yourself wide open.
You've been stepping out on me again, woman? So Mike is the name of the olive-complected dude with the dark hair, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
A cretin is whoever wrote this, baby.
A cretin is who your imaginary friend is.
In the middle of the ocean, she just said we don't have Wi-Fi. I mean, I guess it's possible they had cellular Wi-Fi. Never mind. I'm just going to quit thinking about it.
Oh, that wasn't. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I mean, unless he's Mr. Fantastic, though.
Right.
Come on. Come on now.
You're better than this dollar store, Abigail Breslin.
He's mesmerized by his memory of the thing on the front of the boat. I can't remember the 300-year-old piece of wood.
Yeah. Mary the Mermaid. I love these closed captions. She said, "What's up?" And it said, "Soft music playing."
I mean, you could tell the kid wasn't well, and you dropped him in a place where no one knew him.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have maybe seen that one coming. Maybe, sort of.
I also feel like maybe you should have shown that.
Maybe told the people who you dropped him off with that he was a suicide threat.
Yeah.
Ah, now you're lying to her. Dad, come in. Yeah, sure. That teenager navigated from Bahamas to Florida by himself. That's fine.
Yeah. Tie a string around it, Mary.
That's how we do it in Center Point.
That's right. That's how I lost most of my adult teeth.
Uh-oh. Sinister imaginary friend.
Here we go.
This is the lady from the drawings, because that's never been done in a horror movie before. Oh my God. That, you know what that was, Bob? That's the last time she talks crap to me.
That's called a receipt, Jack.
Because she's gangster as all get out. Maybe don't talk crap to her.
Yeah, don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Or we're dropping you off on an island. Like we did Tommy.
I hope you hang yourself too.
What is this? Serious talk with Dad.
Oh.
So she lifts the anchor and meets him on the deck later, right?
Eerie music playing.
I can't sleep. Hey, are you awake?
If not, I'm going to go fornicate with Mike real quick.
What, are you going to go explore that space again, or what are we doing?
Pretty sure I almost went to Narnia the last time. See if this happens. I'm
scared of that door. That Narnia line is killer. I really hate I stepped on that because that's really funny.
Mr. Thomas, is that you?
The witch that gets killed is the Ice Queen or whatever.
Take me with you, Thomas. Get me away from Tilda Swinton.
Just a second. Hold your horses.
Dude, you... this is just for me and you. Do you remember at the White County Fair, there was this little outhouse, and you opened it, there was like a statue in it of a guy on the John, and it would say, "Hold your horses, I'll be out in a minute."
You know, I don't remember that, but that sounds like the most White County Fair thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, I was... 6, 7, like anywhere from 7 to 10, probably.
Yeah, that was probably a paid attraction.
Yeah,
like my free tickets to get to see that.
No, it was out there by the pavilion where like they kept the animals and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. The classic fair.
Yeah. Not the carny part.
The part for the intellectuals.
Right. Anyway, that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, hold your horses. I'll be out in a minute. Oh, that doesn't look good. It's 305 degrees in that boat.
Ba-dum-dum. Somebody has got to start washing their feet.
What kind of athlete's foot do you have, Sarah?
For real, it shows up on the deck. You're going overboard, dear. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Hope you're prepared to swim.
You're going overboard, and that's what leads you to be possessed by the ghost. Oh! This witch used an actual sheet. Oh.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Maybe he's acting weird because you were holding hands with him a minute ago and he already knew you cheated on your husband and he kept it secret for you. Never mind. I'm probably overthinking it.
No, you're definitely overthinking it.
Not the guys are predatory and take advantage of things like that.
Right.
That is such a perfect it's just a perfect tactic to ending an argument. Calm down. Fixes it every time.
Oh, great.
Next thing you're saying is something crazy like we shouldn't have dropped Tommy off.
Is that I like it? Oh.
How Sarah got her groove back.
Take me right now.
All right. Like, that's three Sarahs in a row. I'm pretty sure this is a Jefferson Starship song now. Never mind.
Seriously, man, did they just have a skeleton script and they're just like, all right, we're just gonna let you guys improv. Just get these bullet points out.
But what we do need to have happen is you say each other's names at least 17 times.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes ago, he was telling her to keep her voice down.
Yeah. Well, you know Gary Oldman. He's got to overact a little bit.
Sweet drone shot. I'm telling you, I just want a cut of the drone shots.
Dude's the best part of the movie.
That's not Lindsay.
Did your air conditioning just kick on?
I've had a family for a while now. And I don't think we've ever said each other's names this much in the entire time we've been a family.
She looks back. Oh, I was going to say she looks back and her head's on backwards. Oh, snap.
No, you don't grab up the person screaming, get off. That's not the move. Oh, we got names again. We got lots of names.
My goodness. All right, so I'm about to break out the tequila, I think. I'm going to take a drink every time.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm going to take a drink every time they say each other's name.
You will kill your liver tonight.
Yeah.
She
pulled her tooth.
Yeah. And we'll drop you off
at Alpaca. We'll give you the same room we gave Tommy. Everything's going to be okay.
Is it supposed to be a tragedy that the child pulled her tooth?
I guess. Maybe it was the wrong tooth.
Well, our ship is possessed by a witch killed by Puritans. Our family has a lot of baggage and we're strapped financially. But the good news is Gary Oldman's in the cast.
And there were a crap ton of cobwebs in this thing earlier. I don't know if you saw that or not, but
the dreams. Hopefully this means this movie turns into a television adaptation of Hamilton.
That's why I keep hoping. I hope they get to the island and Lin-Manuel Miranda's there singing the first chorus of Alexander Hamilton. I would have rather wrapped the entire first act of Hamilton for this podcast than watch this movie.
They're in the Bermuda Ring, which is the JV team for the Bermuda Triangle.
Has she gotten older? That mermaid? Like, it looks like that statue is aged 100 years. Well, Mike's possessed.
Yeah.
Big time.
Super possessed, Mike.
That was a cool shot, though, with half his face.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, there it is. And if you didn't believe me, they're going to show it again.
One more time. Yeah. Just get up in that stubble.
She's holding hands with Mike.
He's in the bunk above. Yeah. I'm hanging off the side.
I seriously thought that they were going to show Sarah. That's why I said that. I wasn't trying to be gross.
I just thought it was a commentary on how well this family manages their children.
Yeah, either way, I guess.
That's a nice picture. That's a nice picture. That's a nice picture.
Here comes death.
Yeah. But there's a mean picture. I don't know. That one's not too sinister.
That looked like dad and mom and the little girl?
Yeah.
Where was Lindsay?
Or maybe it was mom, Lindsay, and
the Mary. Little girl? Yeah.
Dad's a goner. He got locked, dropped off in the Bermuda rectangle.
Why does she keep going back into this room?
What you got in that room? Lucas told me.
Are they both looking at the exact same paperwork?
We made copies.
We made photocopies. Mary. Sorry, it's hard for me not to say Mary like Jimmy Stewart.
1885. That ship hadn't been cleaned since then, for sure.
That was 100 years before I was born.
That they're going to end up on the exact same course that mm-hmm. the ship was on, right? It's amazing the kind of documentation this salvage report person found.
Yeah.
No government worker has ever cared that much about, you know, an official piece of paperwork they have to process.
You better step your game up, Carfax. Boat facts is killing me.
Boat fax is great, yeah. It's nice of Oldman to read this out loud to us.
Oh, is that Freddie Mercury?
William no. Sanfrey.
I'd rather have been Freddie Mercury. Have you ever been to Savannah, Georgia?
I have. I love old southern towns.
Man, it is. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Augusta, Savannah, Charleston, New Orleans. Those are cities I can spend a lot of time in.
Yeah. You know, it just occurred to me that I think Tybee Island. I went to Tybee Island in 2013. I think that was the last time I've been to the beach.
Oh, gosh. Dang. Remember when people could go to the beach?
No.
I think it's a bit of exposition accompanied by artwork.
Oh, my God.
That face was actually an outtake where they kept the camera rolling when Oldman realized he was in this movie.
Yeah. For sure.
Whoever is processing the documentation on this ship is a thorough researcher and worthy of a PhD.
May have worked for King James. This is research on a biblical proportion.
Just turn it left. That's not nautical terminology. Just do it. Here we go. See? I know the dialogue here.
Yeah. Mike's which like, way does this? Which way does the sun come up? Point it towards that.
Mike said, "Oh, by the way, I'm also possessed by the devil."
Yeah. Mary and I don't give a about what you want to do there, Captain. The only Captain we listen to is Captain Crunch. And breakfast time ain't for another 9 hours.
Didn't seem relevant.
Oh, we still got half an hour on this thing. Sorry, I just hit my microphone.
We may disappear. We may never come out of this one.
Yeah. Horrible things are happening right now, Sarah.
What is he not supposed to go near?
It's about the future.
They're talking about the past. It's coming. Let's talk about your past.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things you've done with Mikey. Let's talk about sex. Nailed it.
Better than salt and pepper.
Boy, that is Oldman's favorite word. It's about the future.
Oh, away from him. Oh, you know when he left?
Oh, that's not going to help.
Oh, dude, things just took a bad turn.
He just stabs her right here.
No, the don't blame the boat.
Seriously, this is Elseworld's frailty.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, except one movie was good.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one was frailty.
Sarah, you're doing a darn good job making a case for criminal insanity.
Guys, I'm sorry for the radio silence. It's just, I'm trying to gather my thoughts on this.
I mean, it's just pointless dialogue. I don't need this scene. You know, like, just get me out of here and back to the crazy stuff that's happening on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure as a non-sailor, she did not know boats were small in the middle of the ocean. Dude, this dialogue is awful.
Yeah, this is terrible, man.
Oh, my gosh. If I were Oldman, I would have paid money for them not to release it. I'd have bought the rights. I mean, like, I'm just going to keep it. Thanks.
Yeah. Oldman goes, I spent my entire career trying to win a bloody Oscar. And I do. And this is the first movie that comes out after the Oscar win.
Snuggies help.
Well,
Snuggies
help. I was going to say, at least now they're spooning each other.
It's a gross statement. If you were taking a shot every time they said their name, every time she refers to the boat as her, you would be blind at this point.
You'd have to be doing this by yourself because I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like Bob Uecker in Major League. Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
I was thinking you'd be locked in that little hole that the wife got trapped in a minute ago.
I'd be on my way to Narnia.
There's something wrong with Mary. There's something about Mary is the biggest missed opportunity in this whole movie so far.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Mary's tripping. There we go.
Mary's having night terrors.
Cobwebs.
Also, if I took a drink every time you mentioned the cobwebs, I'd be sloshed by this point.
Yeah, that's true. Just doing what I can.
But worth it. But worth it.
Mike hung himself?
No, Mike is floating with the angels.
Mike, it looks to me like you tore. Yeah, here we go. What in the world? Yeah, front face lock by the 120-pound girl. Oh.
You know, Mike kind of looks like a bargain basement Johnny Damon.
Yeah, I think that's true. A little less hair. Yeah. What do you do with Mike now? You duct tape him and throw him in a lifeboat and just kind of haul it behind the ship?
You go back to Alpaca. Throw him in that cell with Tommy.
Yeah, they duct taped him and threw him in the hold. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I was close.
Yeah. You would think an old-timey ship like this would have a brig on it.
Sure, or plank.
So he got rid of the gas. He knocked out the radio signal. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Yeah, and also tore up the sails. So I guess you sew.
Hamilton's at the Richard Rogers Theater in Broadway, New York.
Uh-oh, you're going to make Mary mad using
that. Yeah, she's already upset.
Things are sideways. Things are sideways.
That's through the ocean.
Well, Mike, you suck. You know that? I don't think I've told you this. You suck.
There we go. It's been a while since somebody had said his name.
So now the ship is just messing with his head?
I guess. Mike wasn't even really there.
I don't know, man.
Station of evil.
Yeah. Just walk away and be like, you know what? You can just tell it to the wall.
Yeah. But then we couldn't do the movie.
I mean, would that be such a bad thing?
No, it'd be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oldman is the most understanding guy in the world. We're going to channel into a shipping lane, get off the boat, and leave you in it.
She's calling the ship home.
Well, Mike, I told you to go left if you'd have just went left.
There's some water in the thermos. That is awesome. Mike just threatened his entire family. And Gary Oldman's like, well, there's some water in the thermos, Mike.
Gary's the guy who gives you room to heal.
Yeah.
Dude, do not leave that guy free to move about in that room. I don't care if his hands are duct taped. Now he gets duct tape on the mouth and the wrists to the ankles.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you with a flare. Somebody's getting shot with a flare.
I was just going to say, somehow that blows up in his face like the husband in Hereditary.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I heard a creepy sound. I guess it must be 8 o'clock.
Wrecked him. Darn near killed him.
I'll go up topside. Nothing bad ever happens up here in the dark.
I've not almost nearly been choked out and stabbed to death up here in the last couple days. We're good. There's water in the thermos.
Little girl Mary drops from the sail, starts choking him. You too?
just stabbing him like stabbing him like that little kid in Half Squat in Tropic Thunder. Oh. Blow the bridge!
Was there a man's voice? I thought this was a woman thing. Was there a man voice?
Wouldst thou live deliciously?
Stop bringing up better movies. You make me want to watch them.
That's definitely The Witch.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Should have told her he was dead. You swam all the way out here to see me again? How sweet. Uh-oh, it's a siren in the water.
Oh, yeah. That looks like the chick from The Ring. My name's not Tommy. It's Black Phillip. Wouldst thou live deliciously?
That's the best contribution I've made to this episode.
It was great.
Goldman, why are you walking around up there without a life jacket on?
For real?
Safety first. Didn't OSHA tell you?
You're the captain. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Captain. Tommy, you're trying to look cool, right? You need
Tommy,
some more.
Tommy, why do you look like Edward Cullen?
Hey, I got a crazy idea. Let's suicide ourselves together.
Come on, baby. Romeo and Juliet. It's the greatest love story of all time.
It's you. It's me. It's this noose.
We're going to have a good one. That kid is terrifying.
Uh-oh. You don't get to go up there.
Oh, Snapple.
She's going to survive.
Fly like an eagle.
So they've already told us she survives. The writing sucks. Stop telling us stuff. Just let us see it happen on the boat.
Yeah, I really don't understand why they went with the narrative of a flashback.
Yeah.
If they're going to do something like that. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I felt no dramatic tension right there.
Yeah.
But for those of you drinking along at home, you just got a chance for three more shots.
Do you think we should put something in the big... Oh, how'd he get out?
He keeps that backhand strong. Oh, the boat let him out. Remember the guy started talking?
That's right. Black Phillip told him to live deliciously. I could do without this.
For sure. So what happens next? Then we'll cut to showing you after you describe it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What's she going to have to do? Fight the boat?
Yes.
She has been telling you. That's the problem with this movie. Don't tell me. Skip ahead. I don't want to hear it.
That's all they've been doing.
Yeah. Hopefully the movie does end at some point. Don't leave me hanging like that.
This movie made $709,528.
Yeah, that's about $700,000 too much.
I'd say it's about $709,527 too much.
We're now in the Cape Fear portion of the movie.
Yeah.
Whoa! Hey! Hey, yo!
Well, see you, David.
Told you should have been wearing a life jacket. Nobody ever listens to the audience.
You'll see him soon, Sarah.
That's good. Humanize things. They're not your babies anymore?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I have to sign paperwork or something for that to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you can give up your parental rights, but there definitely has to be some notary. And I don't think Mike's a notary.
I'm pretty sure he's not. So, did he lash together two propane tanks? I guess they're going to blow the ship up?
I guess.
But he's possessed by the spirit of the ship. He doesn't want to blow it up. Oh, they're going to drag her to the bottom with him. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But wouldn't propane tanks float?
We're about to find out.
Yeah. Dadgummit, Mike, you can't even kill the family whale. You're such a screw up.
Now, watch Sarah MacGyver her way out of this thing.
Yeah, I am just not that person who would be this self-aware in the moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be screaming underwater.
No.
I have that going for me. Dude, she's coming back and hell's coming with her.
You've got to be kidding me.
Gary Oldman's just drowned. He's at Neptune's locker. His wife, though, MacGyvered her way out of the deep. That's cool. So now
just like Adele, she was.
Sorry, what was that?
You're fine. I was saying, just like Adele, she was rolling in the deep.
Dude, did you see that new picture of Adele? There's a lot less Adele.
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved her, but good on her for getting healthy.
Yeah, good for her. She took a swing.
I shouldn't say getting healthy. I mean, she may have been healthy always, but no, if she's happy, good on her.
Yeah, I mean, it's a general rule that the heavier you are, the less healthy you are.
Oh!
Might not apply to her. Way to come back, Jim Gordon. Here we go. Hey, we got names. Mike. We got names.
Dave. Sarah. And now Sarah picks him up over her head and throws him into the ocean.
It's the atomic press.
The boat belongs to me now.
Why is he turning it around? What would turning it around do?
At this point, I don't know.
I thought the plan was a shipping lane. Oh, maybe instead of just screaming blindly, I should look.
Maybe I should shoot this flare gun into the living room here and see what's going on.
It's literally Chekhov's gun. This movie is not good.
No, this movie is not good. Do you remember when we watched it, or I think we watched the trailer on Jeff H. Trailers. I know we talked about it.
Yeah.
And we were both like, Gary Oldman's in a horror movie? That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Look, I don't have children. You have enough for the both of us.
Yes.
Do you still call your children your babies?
No, I don't think I've ever done that at all.
I just feel like that a certain age, that stops being a thing.
I think moms may go longer on that, but I think it's more like, hey, baby, or you're still my baby. It's not my babies when you're looking at them. I don't know. I've never been on a possessed ship in the middle of the ocean while it rains, though.
Well, that's true.
Gary Oldman's just...
Oh.
Uh-oh. All her agents have... Finally, some flotation devices.
The mandible claw got put on him by the mermaid.
Aw, snap.
Oh, there's no David here. Only Zool.
Well played, sir.
I'm not going to lie. I've been waiting the entire movie for that.
No, he's not okay.
He's definitely not okay.
He's bleeding from the head.
He got Mr. Sacco'd by the mermaid. It's game over. Uh-oh. Hello.
Yeah, shoot her with the gun. Shoot the undead ghost witch with a flare gun.
Is that Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah, I mean, this is why.
That makes sense.
In basic gun safety training, I've taken a few of those. They tell you to, you know, always be cognizant of what's behind what you're shooting at. But
my goodness.
Apparently, Miss whatever her name is. I've heard it 1,000 times. I can't believe I hadn't memorized it.
Sarah.
Sarah. Miss Sarah didn't take that same class.
This could not be over with quick enough.
Nope. Well, there goes a 300-year-old piece of wood. I hope you're happy now.
Down into the drink. Going to wind up finding Kristen Stewart.
Is there a reason that the wood doesn't float?
It's heavy from possession.
Smoke on the water. Fire and now we're, this guy.
Now we're back where we started. Tried to find the girls, but I was too weak. Oh, so the girls are dead too?
I thought she said, like, you'll get to see your girls again.
When I kill you.
Yeah, especially those possessed too.
It's like a Godzilla versus King Kong battle of the possessed ghost.
You didn't destroy her by shooting her with a flare gun. I'm sorry. That's not...
Anybody that says I destroyed her and now I'm free, usually is never free.
Nope. She's possessed by the spirit, and she's speaking as the spirit about the mom she killed.
Yeah.
That's what's going on right here. Okay. I guess that's all it takes to get out of a murder investigation. You just say it really confidently.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's homicidal, do you really put her in a small room with her children?
You would think not.
When people are in the red.
Like, bankrupt?
I guess so.
Or like in the red, like a car?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I think both of our theories are better than whatever the writers were caring to accomplish.
Yeah.
Hey, why is the security cam shaky cam?
Because, of course, this is a found footage movie that just makes this worse for me.
Hey, Google search. Crazy woman.
Here we go. That guard is dead. By the way,
Yeah, she's
going to see Emily. Yeah, we're going to see Emily Mortimer walk backwards like Bray Wyatt here in a second.
Here she stands. Yeah. Yeah. This movie not only is awful, it telegraphs everything if it does not explain everything in advance.
Yeah.
It's like Purred Happily as a horror movie. She dead.
DVD. Yeah, she gone.
Turns out that Mary is Paranormal Activity 17.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, he's dead, man.
The show.
Yeah,
we should do. Yeah, your neck doesn't bend that way, Esposito.
So, I mean, this movie is now officially Mama. She's got the two girls. Yeah. She's possessed. She's
and
a witch.
And they're flying off into the sunset. Oh, and it's the same kind of storm that they had before.
Jeez.
And that's the end of the movie.
What a garbage movie.
My goodness.
Oh, my word. I mean, that one daughter is old enough to be like, nah, I'm for real not doing this. But whatever. Yeah.
But Mary is like the little girl in Mama, where she just wants to go back to Mama.
Sure. I guess this is the red that they were in, maybe?
I can't, dude. I don't know.
Well, Derek, that movie was just as bad as everyone said.
Yeah. Thank you. I actually hope that we can give it a 3% rating on Rotten Tomatoes now.
Too kind, sir. That's like the Gary Oldman understanding rating.
Well, I'm just saying it's at 4 now. I'm hoping that we can drop it. I don't think we can make significant damage to give it a 0, but... I mean, if we can, I'm for it. My gosh, that was terrible.
Dude, it's hard to believe they got anybody signed. I mean, when you read the script, you have to be like, why is everything explained before it's shown? And
yeah,
why is the dialogue like something from seventh grade theater class? But it is. And I paid $5 for it.
Yeah.
Next time, I'm just going to go pay some guy on the street $5 to kick me in the pants.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, I'd rather been on that boat than watch this movie.
I'll take my chances with the Sea Witch.
Yeah. Just shoot a flare gun at a propane tank near me and I'd have a better time. My goodness. Well, let's answer the questions. Did we see something scary?
Heck no, man. I mean, that was real time prediction of jump scares and whatnot, which I'm sure every listener to this podcast can do too. But
right,
everything's either telegraphed or explained in advance before they show it to you. There's nothing scary about any of that. This is all copy and pasted from better movies.
Yep. Yep.
Gary Oldman, what are you doing? I watched this for you.
Yeah. I think really that's how we end this thing, right?
What are you going to give her on the rating scale there, Derek?
A 0, man. You know what? I'll give it a 1 just for those cool drone shots.
Yeah, there we go. One whole point for the cool drone shots. And I could not
this
be
movie's...
happier to be getting off this boat.
Yeah, this movie was terrible. Even just reading the dialogue hurt me. I didn't have to hear any of it, but reading it, I was like, oh my gosh.
So I will give a shout out. I looked and I couldn't find who made the recommendation. I think it was Michael Robinson, but some kind soul in the Facebook group gave a recommendation for a movie called The Boat.
Okay.
And he called it Christine, you know, but a boat. Mm-hmm. And it's a very small movie. Do you remember that Robert Redford movie where it was just him alone on the ocean? Can't remember what it was called, but it was really good. It's a horror version of that.
Okay.
And it's not going to end up on anybody's, you know, best of the year list.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody really wants to watch, you know, a horror movie set in the middle of the ocean, let me encourage you, go watch The Boat. Stay away from Mary. Go watch The Boat. Because The Boat is at least kind of an exhibition of what can be done with one actor and, you know, excellent use of cameras and tight spaces. So it's on Amazon Prime. I paid money to watch it on Amazon Prime. I don't think it was free. But it was worth my time in a way that this movie absolutely was not.
There you go. All right. I think that's going to about do it. We've got a couple more weeks planned out with you guys. I think next week we're going to do Gretel and Hansel. And then the week after that, we're going to go way back to 1993 and do a what do you call those, Jeff? My mind is melted from that god-awful movie.
Throw some terms at you. Retrospective?
No. Where there's like more than one story.
Anthology?
There it is. Thank you. John Carpenter's Body Bag.
Yeah.
So we're going to review that in 2 weeks. And then after that, Something that I don't know how it escaped us. I think things got kind of crazy at the end of last year, and we just didn't have the time to do it. But we are going to go back, and we are going to review every Paranormal Activity movie. And
yeah, we are.
That's a lot of found footage for me. But
I was going to say, dude, I think I can enjoy it. I think you're in for a rough, to borrow from Mary here, you're in for some rough seas.
We'll see. I had a huge crush on that Katie girl. So, it'll be nice to have her back in my life.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's us for the next, I guess, 2 months. Hansel and Gretel and Hansel next week, Body Bags after that, and then the Paranormal Activity series from there. If there's anything you'd like for us to review, go to the Facebook group. We saw something scary. Drop us a line. Let us know if there's something that we have not gotten to yet, or that we've maybe have overlooked, or just for the love of God, make it better than this movie was.
Won't be hard, guys. It's a low bar.
Yeah, it's a low bar to clear. Also, let us know if you like this version of the show, if you like us doing the Mystery Science Theater. I don't think it'll be an all-the-time thing, but if you enjoy it, maybe we can do it once a month or something like that. I know we do it a lot more over the Patreon channel, but if you guys like it here, then we'll stick to it as well. Maybe, like I said, once a month or something. Give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere that you find your podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, wherever else, you know, Boat Magazine, I don't know. We're there, and we would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe the podcast. And then, of course, if you want to hop on the Patreon account and reimburse us for the $12 that Jeff and I spent collectively for this movie, patreon.com/
People are going to pay our stupid tax.
Help a brother out.
Hey, so while you have been, while you've been taking this out, I looked at that Megan is Missing movie that Michael Goy directed. And you remember my theory early in the episode that they just wanted a young lady in a bikini for a while?
Yes.
So this is from the Wikipedia page for Megan is Missing by the same director as this hot garbage we just watched. Megan is Missing is banned in New Zealand, where it was heavily criticized by critics for its exploitative nature. Listen to this, Derek. Poor acting, the graphic violence inflicted upon the child protagonists, and for over-sexualizing the lives of young teenage girls. My creep factor alarm is going off.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I know we're heading out on this, but I just stumbled upon confirming evidence, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you can't like the guy that did Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, like give this dude a hall pass too. So, ugh. Well,
that's a cheery note to get out on.
Yeah. This world is a hellscape. All right. So, one more thing. I'm really disappointed. You know that Amazon brought in the South by Southwest movie series.
Oh, no. I didn't realize that.
Okay. Yeah. So, there are selected movies from South by Southwest that have made it on Amazon Prime. And unfortunately, Psycho Gorman is not one of those.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I don't know when we'll get to review Psycho Gorman, but I'm still really excited about it. Also, the David Arquette documentary isn't on there, and I was really excited about that one too.
Dang, yeah.
But that's the world we live in right now.
It is. Yeah, it's a shame.
It is.
We got to find some good movies, man. We need a palate cleanse on this one.
Yeah. Well, I think I've already seen Gretel and Hansel. I think you'll enjoy that. Body Bags will be fun just to go back and watch for nostalgia's sake, and I'll tell my story on that when we get to it. And then I remember enjoying the first two Paranormal Activity movies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, I agree.
I think you'll enjoy that a lot more than I will, but I think we'll still have a good time with it. So. So I think the future looks bright for the Sauce of the Scary Fellas.
I hope that's true. I need a win.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, man. Nothing is going to like top this. Like, I don't think we've seen a worse movie this year, and we've seen some stankers.
I guess that's true.
Like, I think this is truly the bottom of the barrel. So, nothing but blue skies from now on.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll guys. See. Thanks for being along with us on the ride.
Yep, for sure. We appreciate it. Again, let us know what you thought about this episode in the Facebook group. We saw something scary. He's at Right Jeff. I'm at Derek Zoo. Follow us on the Twitter, and we will see you guys back here next week. But until then, remember to stay away from clowns and sewers, white people with teacups, and blind men with turkey basters. We'll see you guys back here next week for Gretel and Hansel. Till then, bye-bye, man.